Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated. Visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac.
Trevor's story goes nutso. We'll get to that. Rockies in first place. NFL action tonight. 6 o'clock, the Eagles and the Falcons right here on The Fan. And then Sandy will talk about it afterwards. And speaking of great play-by-play guys, Mark Schlereth is with one.
Yeah. Handsome son bitch, get out here.
Hey, are you not on this year's Ballers? I'm watching Ballers. I'm not seeing Mark Schlereth on this show.
No, not on it. I got bounced. Yeah. No, actually, you know what? Here's the thing. I'm good buddies with the executive producer, a guy by the name of Steve Levinson.
Yeah.
And Steve always, like, Steve produced and created Entourage. He's a partner. He managed Mark Wahlberg forever. He's a partner with Mark Wahlberg and all his projects. So, long story short is Steve always calls me and is like, hey, dude, could you come out tomorrow and shoot an episode? Can you fly? And I'm like, Steve, man, I got three jobs. Like, you can't call me a day and a half before you need me. And so, anyhow, there was two times they called me to come out and be on Ballers, and both times I couldn't swing it.
Oh, so, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't make it. I didn't make the cut this year. That's all right.
No, it's definitely all right. They've jumped the shark on this show. I won't go into it too deeply, but I don't think you're missing anything this particular season.
I got to be honest with you. I didn't watch the episodes I was on for the last 3 years.
No, I would keep asking you about your show, and you had no clue about it. All right. You're taking deep dives into the game as you're broadcasting it on Fox with Dick Stockton. So what are you discovering, perhaps, about Seattle? Maybe we should start there first when you really look at them.
Well, when you really look at them, I mean, they're going to be what they are. And they're a cover three team. And what you need to know about that, it's a three deep look. So the bottom line is what they're going to make you do is they're going to make you execute underneath. There's four underneath coverage guys. There's three guys deep. They're going to make you earn your way down the football field. They have prided themselves over the years on being able to rally up, being the best tackling team in football. And Pete Carroll's philosophical approach is, we're not going to get beat deep, and if you can put 10 plays together and score, we'll tip our cap and say good job to you. We don't believe you can do it as an offense. And that's who they are. They're an aggressive team. They're a hard-hitting team. The one element, and just because you don't know them, and I heard Al talk about this as well, but just because you don't know the names doesn't mean these guys can't play. They've got some players on the back end. They still need to develop a pass rusher opposite Frank Clark, but they still have some defenders on the back end that I think can flat play. The one thing they miss more than anything else is a real kind of intimidator, a real thumper to buzz down there that they had in Cam Chancellor, because he was a guy, you know, he put dudes on the meat wagon. I mean, he was a guy that would shorten your neck. So that's the one thing this defense seems to be missing. But they're an aggressive defense. And like I said, like Al said, just because you don't know the names doesn't mean these guys aren't really good players.
The Broncos are 19-1 with home openers. Stink, it means that we play well here in Denver. And, of course, I was just talking to D-Mac about this. The Seattle Seahawks will get here tomorrow, and they'll try to get acclimated to this altitude. But there's no way they can. When you look at this team, will the altitude play a difference in the matchup?
Yeah. Coming in now until Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they're going to come in Saturday night. But, absolutely. Like, one of the issues that you get into is they're going to force you to throw the ball underneath, and they're going to force you to run the football. Or try to run the football. But, you know, it's all eight-man fronts because they're playing at cover three, basically. So they're going to have an extra defender in the box. And the point being for them is that they have struggled. Gap assignment, control, linebackers not taking on blocks, running around blocks. They have struggled defending the run this preseason. And if you can run the ball, control the tempo, complete those, you know, complete the the curl flat combinations, complete the things underneath that you have to complete to take advantage of a cover three base defense, and keep them on the field. You know how this is, man. Come through the fourth quarter, they're going to be worn out, and that's when you can have the big chunk plays happen for you. But they're set up. You know, they're set up to be on the, you know, to, if you can churn first downs and stay ahead of the chains, set up, you know, to get themselves exhausted by the way they play. If they're all three and outs a bunch, then, you know, then you're going to be in trouble. You're right. Not going to be able to take advantage of the altitude.
Mark Schlereth doing the game with Dick Stockton on Fox. Who you got, Mark? Where are you seeing things?
Well, I'm taking the Broncos. I think, I still think there's a couple of matchup things you look at. I think, you know, Baldwin coming back, he's going to be about 80%. He hasn't played all preseason. Timing with him and Russell Wilson could be an issue. I like Vaughn Brown, the guy they got out of Arizona. He's a big, lanky kid. He can really run. The tight end position is probably going to be manned by Disley, a rookie out of Washington. That's 10 touchdowns you've lost in production from Jimmy Graham being gone. So I think that favors the Broncos. And I will tell you, a matchup to watch, this is an offensive line that really struggled, a running game that really struggled. I like the kid, Chris Carson, a lot on film, on tape, man. He's running the ball really well. And I think their offensive line is significantly better than it was last year. Jermaine Ifedi, their right tackle, is a basket case right now.
Okay.
Spun like a top. And that matchup, you're going to have to keep a back. You're going to have to keep a tight end over there. With Von Miller on Ifedi, if there is any opportunity, we'll eat him for lunch, because that kid has zero confidence. You can see it in the way he's playing. So that's a huge matchup advantage to the Broncos.
Let me ask you this, Stink. When you are looking at that offensive line for the Seattle Seahawks, it looks like they are bigger. Now, we know that they have some bigger men this year that have all played offensive line in their back in their past, and they no longer, you know, are flirting with the old defensive linemen, converting them over to the offensive line. With that, this kid, Chris Carson, man, I mean, he is running like, you know, his job is on the line every time he touches the football. How many yards do you think that this guy is going to account for this Seattle Seahawks team?
Well, obviously, they're, you know, under Schottenheimer, their new offensive coordinator. Brian is a guy that wants to run it, wants to set up the play action. The biggest issue, if you watch them the first three preseason games out, they played more preseason football than any team I watched, their starters. In the first game of preseason, their starters went about two or three series. In the second game of the preseason, they played the whole half on offense and defense. In the third preseason game, they played the whole half. They came back out for three drives in the third quarter. So this is a team that has played a ton of football. You're right about Chris Carson, man. He is great. The thing they do really well, and it's going to be discipline, and you've seen this a little bit on the edges, especially with a young guy like Chubb, they'll run some read zone stuff, and they'll threaten you with Russell Wilson. And if you don't squeeze, but keep your shoulders square on that squeeze, you're susceptible to, you know, that back popping outside, and you're susceptible to giving up big chunk yardage, especially the way we cover, you know, with our corners running in man all the time. So that's a discipline, gap discipline, and technique discipline is going to be huge, because the first three games, you know, the first game, Russell Wilson, the first play of the game, man, he boot keeps out the backside, fake handoff to the left, boot keeps out the backside, got the option to throw it, takes off, gets 6 yards. The second, they run the zone the opposite way. They run a play pass, they hit a deep cross over the second game of preseason. And then third game, the first play they run it. The second play they run a zone read play action handoff, you know, or play action pass off a zone read look. So they want to threaten you. They're going to make you aware early that Russell Wilson is a threat on the edge, and they're going to make you play disciplined football. And if you don't play disciplined football, Chris Carson's going to run wild. So he has been that good. I tell you, Mike Davis has been really impressive for them, too, a backup running back. Their backs, yes. You know, a position of weakness for them last year. This preseason looks like a position of strength, if you can believe that.
Hey, Stink, I got a quick question. Are you guys going to operate that green zone on the broadcast?
Nobody told me we're operating Green Zone, so I hope not.
I thought Green Zone was a pot shop right down the street.
It is actually, you know, Fox has done this.
Are you sure it's not a pot shop right down the street? It may be.
Fox has a deal that shows everybody what a new first down is by showing it all in green.
No.
Have you not seen that?
I have not. No.
I did not see the Green Zone.
Oh, it's NBC.
It like on a green field in
right.
the Green Zone.
Right.
It sounds a little interesting. You know, by the way, I know from Teddy Bruschi's days in Philadelphia, that's what they call the red zone. You know, everywhere else in the league, it's called the red zone. But in New England, they call it the green zone, you know, because it's the money zone, right?
Ah.
The scoring zone. But you can save that. You can shove that green zone stuff. I'm sticking with the red zone.
Yeah, I'm still thinking it's right next to Starbucks, but that could be just me. Stink.
I like legal weed.
Stink. Who? We were going through the strongest person that works at this radio station.
Not me.
Who is stronger, you or Orlando Franklin?
Oh, well, Orlando's a big dude now. What are we doing? Are we benching or are we squatting?
If he said
squatting, or Orlando's
upper body.
10 times stronger than me.
Upper body stuff. Upper body stuff.
He's saying like bench press.
That's a great. I don't know. Has he been working out? He's a huge dude. He's a lot bigger. He's a lot thicker than I am.
Here's what I said. I said
say right now I'd out bench him.
You'd outbench him. Oh,
and I
okay.
said, no way.
Right
this
now.
Guy just finished playing in the NFL. He's still got muscles still on top of muscles. He just finished.
Yeah, but he's an offensive lineman, and sometimes they got those long, he's a tackle, too. Well, no, he's a play guard,
he's,
yeah.
But he's a barrel-chested guard.
Yeah.
You might be right, Al. I'll give him a run for his money. You might be. Orlando Franklin is ginormous.
Yes, he is.
I said, Stink, you would say Orlando, but you would think yourself. That was my.
Hey,
my
and
guess.
The last thing I have for you, last thing I have
I
for
did,
you,
I made myself and I said myself.
You're always going to pick yourself. I know you. Hey, last thing I'll have for you, man, is this bizarre story coming out of Pittsburgh where the offensive linemen are talking about Le'Veon Bell. What's your take on the offensive linemen and members of the organization talking about the Le'Veon Bell contract situation? What's your take?
I can't believe it, because you know as well as I do that you've crossed a line that should never be crossed. And I don't care if Le'Veon Bell said, hey, I'm coming in, fellas. What if you can trade him? So at this point, you could trade him and you could renegotiate a contract. What if he said, I'm coming in Tuesday? His agent said, hey, put a moratorium on that talk because I've got a deal in place right now and we're trying to work it with Pittsburgh and we need radio silence from you. Like, you don't mess with another man's money. You don't mess with another man's contract. And the fact that they would say anything, again, to me, is exactly why Pittsburgh's going to win a lot of games, and when push comes to shove, they'll get their ass kicked by New England because they are an undisciplined football team. Whether it's the head coach trying to trip somebody, whether it's, Antonio Brown, throwing a temper tantrum on the sideline or Instagramming meetings that, you know, Instagramming video meetings. They're just an undisciplined football team when it comes to the things that matter. And the fact that you as a head coach didn't go into that room before anything happened, before the season started, and say, we're 100% completely focused on the Cleveland Browns, and if anybody asks you a question about Le'Veon Bell, hey, we wish him the best. We wish he was here. We'll celebrate him when he gets here, but we're moving on to Cleveland, and that's what we're focused on. The guys that are in this locker room, how you can be that undisciplined as a football team baffles me.
Good stuff, Stink. We'll listen to you tomorrow morning. Is this your only Denver game this year, or do you have others?
I have another one week 6 when the Rams.
Oh, you have the Rams game? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's the best game of the year right there.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait. That's the game of the year.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Could you? Hey, listen, man.
That's going to be fun.
I don't know if all that talent on defense, if that all that talent actually plays together, that defense could be one of the scariest defenses we've seen since the 2000 Ravens, man.
And how about
that's how much talent they have.
And how about the Rams tried to trade for Khalil Mack as well? Crazy.
I don't know. I don't know who does their accounting, but I like it.
Good stuff, Stink. We'll listen to you tomorrow morning with Mike Evans. Thanks, pal. Appreciate it.
Sounds good, guys. Bye.
Here is Von Miller talking about being a captain.
Oh, it's great. It's great. I mean, we got a locker room full of leaders.
I didn't even vote, you know, for myself. You know, I was voting for, you know, I voted for Derek Wolfe and Ty Davis, you know, so, you know, to get the captain nod, you know, over all the other captains that we had in the locker room, it's an amazing honor. To get it 2 years in a row, now you got to get it 3 and 4 and the rest of your career. So it's official, you know, Von Miller's the captain, and I got to live up to my end on the bargain, which I have no problem with that.
I just find that remarkable. I mean, not that he voted for Derek. Him and Derek have been teammates for a long time. They won Super Bowls together. They've hung out together. I've seen videos of Derek going down to Texas and hanging out on the chicken farm and all that. I believe Derek and Von are good friends and have a good deal of mutual respect. I get it. Von voted for Todd Davis over Brandon Marshall or Chris Harris?
Maybe he represents more of what the Broncos should be than
Brandon Marshall. What am I missing on Todd Davis?
The locker room. You're missing the locker room.
Okay.
So if you hear Von Miller make a statement like that.
It's quite a statement, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean.
A player like Von Miller, a captain.
Did not pick Brandon Marshall.
Or Chris Harris.
Or Chris Harris. Wow, I didn't even think about Chris. Wow.
It's kind of remarkable, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think about for Todd Chris Davis. Harris. Okay. I mean, I'll take him at his word. It's interesting to hear somebody actually say who they actually voted for. I don't think most guys would, so I don't know if Von even really meant to.
My pick'em is up, and I feel really good. I'm thinking about going 16-0 this week.
Yeah, you've already blown that.
I am not the only one, D-Mac. I am not the only one.
What's your dumb pick?
What's
your dumb pick of the week?
Hold on. Of all the people out there.
Give me your big upset.
Hey, man, what is this, man? I made my picks. Hey.
Ryan! Oh, wait, he doesn't work here anymore.
What is this,
Ryan?
What is this right here, man? I mean, what is that?
Hey, the diva can't figure out the computer, everybody. So somebody rush in and help him out.
Raj got to come back because this is not right.
Yeah, Raj. Raj is already trying to Sherpa his way back to Colorado Springs to see his family.
This is crazy.
Raj is on his 3-hour daily commute back and forth to Colorado Springs.
It says hey, Raj, my pick, but when where's Raj?
Raj, I know you're right around like Briargate exit right now. Can you turn around and come back here?
I'm confused because it says my pick and it shows me picking Atlanta tonight and you picking Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And then I get over here and it says,
hey, Raj, I know you're at the Woodman exit. Can you turn around and come back?
Hey, man.
I'll need help with
pick-up. Hey, look, dude. Hey, I'm just letting you know.
Hey, just bang a left at Focus on the Family and take Parker Road the back way. Come on, Raj.
Whatever that is, somebody's got to fix this. I am not going to be part of this shame game.
Raj, you're going 62 miles an hour down Monument Hill. Come back.
Golly, man. The game is like in like, what, 30 minutes or something?
Should I keep going with my Colorado Springs references?
1 hour? The game starts at 6:19?
Hey, Raj, do us a favor. Turn into the Air Force Academy. Do a U-turn and come back. Al needs some help.
Alfred doesn't need any help. I made my picks, and I said make picks.
What's your dumb pick of the week?
My dumb pick of the week?
Like, what's your biggest upset?
My dumb pick of the week.
I don't think Atlanta's a dumb pick.
No, I can definitely
see them winning.
No,
I just got Philadelphia.
No. The dumb pick of the week.
Oh, here comes Brian. Here he comes. He saunters in to help you out.
The dumb pick of the week really is, for me, the Giants over Jacksonville.
Yeah, that is a dumb pick of the week. Alfred's dumb pick of the week brought to you by morons. Morons. Can always count on them to make bad decisions. They're morons. What's my password?
I don't need
morons. They're always getting locked out of their computers. Morons.
Well, it's saved in my keyword stuff, so see this one. You know what I mean? What's going on?
I don't know how to operate a Mac computer, so I can't even.
Help.
My goodness! Step it up, son.
Morons. Where Macintosh computers are a little too advanced. Morons.
I'm sorry. All right, scroll man. Golly, yeah. Man. Yeah.
Yeah. See, Al just doesn't use the computers that are provided for us. He needs to bring in his own computer. even though it does exactly the same thing as the computer that's actually here. So Al has two computer screens. Yeah, you guys all want to come in? Kistner, Kyle, do you guys all want to come and help out?
By the way, Kistner, I need to talk to Kistner real quick. Come in here.
We got a Titans fan. Everybody come on in. I mean, could everybody please help Alfred?
No. Kistner, why'd you come up with that stat last night for having four NL MVPs in one lineup in one game? Where'd you get that from?
Well, you know, that's from the Rockies PR, so we'll give them right.
What a crazy stretch. What a large...
For NLVP.
What an amazing work MVP. By Kevin Kistner. He took an email from Rockies PR.
I get so many of those. I'm
He's
just
going
like,
places.
You know,
He's going places like Kevin
what else,
Kistner.
What else can they tell me? I mean, I saw the game, so I wouldn't have known that four NL MVPs.
Alfred, you're just giving me an excuse to do this.
How come they call me Big Al? Right? Dingers.
2-2.
And that ball's crushed.
Yes, sir.
Take a good look. You won't see it for long. In fact, on a hop, it may have left the ballpark. 2-1, Colorado.
Back home, they call me Big Al, and I hit dingers.
Plus weeks.
This ball's hit a long way again. That's number 30. Where will this one land? Come close again. Are you kidding me? Those aren't just home runs. Those are moonshots.
Back home, they call me Big Al, and I hit dingers.
Longest home run in Coors Field history. And this ball tied deep left field. How about number 3? Are you kidding me? What a night, and it's not over yet. 3 swings, 3 home runs.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Way to go, Rockies. With the day off today and then a 3-game set with the Dodgers, just have amazing baseball action left and right. We're getting to the bottom while we had that home run sojourn that Al just did not know what his name was. That was the essence of your computer problems. You did not know what your name was.
My name? You mean my email address?
I mean, are you Big Al and do you hit dingers?
They call me Big Al and I hit dingers.
Who are you?
Well, I'm just trying to get to the VIP section to make sure. First of all,
I'm Big Al, and I have fat fingers.
Let's see now. If I hit that, you know, you guys better log in
how
right
do you,
now.
By the way, how do you do anything on a keyboard with hands that size? I am not joking. You must be hitting wrong keys left and right.
I mean, this is crazy. I mean, this. Look at this. Still not doing it. What is this?
They call me Big Al, and I hit dingers.
Hey, by the way, Trevor Story, that was explosive power when he hit the one out when he was going down to the ground.
That was awesome. That was just like palm.
I'm like, what is that,
man? Get out of here!
I'm like, oh my goodness. Can you imagine how ugly that would have looked if it was a strike?
Oh, I don't know.
Broken down to your knees.
Who knows? It was awesome.
It was awesome, man. What a great win last night that was for the Rockies. And we are in first place, a game and a half up.
All right, when we come back, we've been, maybe you can straighten yourself out, pal.
Seriously, I don't know what's going on.
You're having problems. If you want to play fan football, pick 'em, and you can, I bet you anything you can figure out quicker than Alfred, just go to 1043thefan.com. Yeah, we'll be back next.
Just do it.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web, 303-790-2222. The phone number, SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 120-0716.
You're listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
But what did you do?
It's funny.
What did you say?
During the commercial break, I just heard from two
Where are you now?
Personalities on our competitors. I'm glad everybody listens to this show, Alfred. And yes, to my one friend on another radio station, you can play fan football, the pick'em game. Sure. Nobody's going to care. Go ahead. You can play it.
You won't beat me. And I'm already beating Zach and Stokely.
To my other friend, yeah, driving a Honda Pilot from Champ Honda is awesome. Both those things are real.
I got to get a better emoji.
What emoji would you like to convey? Shane Ray emoji that he don't sleep on him, I guess, or he was upset.
Did he sleepy?
Or
did
something.
It puts him to bed.
Yeah.
Maybe it puts him to bed.
He wasn't exactly thrilled that the Broncos were promoting Bradley Chubb and Von Miller.
Do you have any Philadelphia players playing tonight?
On one of my fantasy teams?
Yes.
You're going into the world of cares?
I'm just asking because you only
could check.
For all of you guys out there who have Philly, I mean, the game, or Eagle, I mean, or the, man, I'd like to trade for Julio Jones from the Falcons. That'd be, ooh. Did anybody get Steven Ridley? He's going to show out tonight. Boy, those Falcons going to roll tonight.
I have the Philadelphia defense.
Do you?
I do.
Why, who's their returner that you love?
I don't know. Who knows? They were just, I did auto draft.
Oh, okay.
It came time for me to take a defense. I just went to auto draft, and the Philadelphia defense popped up as the best available defense, so I just took them.
Okay.
This is how I win championships. This is how the Broncos are going to win championships, auto draft. Hey, we need a wide receiver. Quick, I know there's 19 of us in the room. Somebody go to ESPN.com and see who the best wide receiver is. It's Cortland Sutton. We take Cortland Sutton. The Broncos are the smartest drafters ever. Hey, we need the best running back. Here we are in the third round. Hey, does anybody have ESPN? Royce Freeman. Oh, okay. The Broncos take Royce Freeman. What another genius draft by the Broncos. Hey, I know we did a bunch of mock drafts. Bradley Chubb fell to us? We'll take Bradley Chubb. Nobody had Bradley Chubb going to the Broncos. Everybody had Bradley Chubb being drafted by the Browns. And I was watching Hard Knocks, and Denzel Ward got bumped up or hurt a little bit. And I'm like, you guys are idiots. You could have had Myles Garrett and Bradley Chubb on the same team. I mean, are you kidding me? And then we're watching Bradley Chubb, and sure enough, or we're watching the Browns on Hard Knocks, and they're focused on, you know, their outside linebackers. Hey, Nate Orchard, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, here's Carl, what's his face? Financial guy. NASA. Both of them got cut.
You know they were going to get cut because they were previewing them.
But they don't know who's going to get cut. I mean, they know they're on the border.
Coach, can you give me some bubble guys that we can highlight?
Well, that could be the case. I'm just saying, you got to be kidding me. You could have had Bradley Chubb and you took Denzel Ward. It's remarkable. And then you take Baker Mayfield and you're not going to play him right away.
You shouldn't play him right.
Which, whatever. The Trubisky-Glennon, the Glennon-Trubisky doctrine definitely has the draft pick playing a little bit later, for sure. I just don't know what you have to gain there in Cleveland, and he was just fine.
Hey, you know the Hard Knocks show, it highlighted Michael Kendricks.
A little bit, yeah. The last episode did,
Michael
sure.
Michael Kendricks right was a huge bat. Contributor to the Philadelphia Eagles last year at linebacker.
Yep.
Just so happened that they needed a linebacker. Will Michael Kendricks play in the NFL ever again?
No. He'll be going to jail for insider trading. He took $90,000 and made it $1.4 million in like 2 years.
That's called making it rain.
Johnson can't lay off the juice.
Yeah. Michael Kendricks can't lay off the insider trading. Say hi to Martha.
By the way, Martha Stewart has a show with Snoop Dogg.
Tell Bernie we said, hey, what's the Snoop Dogg Martha Stewart show?
I don't know what station it's on.
Jail was cool. Here's some other stuff.
Snoop was in jail, huh? Martha and Snoop are on.
Martha and Snoop? Okay, great.
Have you never seen the show?
No. Why would I ever watch a show with Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg?
You don't.
What network would that be on, Alfred? Where would I find it?
It's on.
Dude, I have a hard enough time watching Snoop do Joker's Wild.
Martha and Snoop's potluck dinner. That's what it is. I'm telling you.
Snoop's all over the place. He's on sports shows. He's coaching little kids. He's got his kid in high school.
Martha cooks.
He's doing cooking with Martha Stewart. He's in the barbershop with LeBron. He's doing game shows on Joker's Wild. I mean, what exactly will Snoop not do? Snoop's not exactly, well, I don't know what Snoop is. Who knows? He's stupid. Let's go to Mark.
Rick Ross in.
Mark, yes, you're on the fan. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Super. Unbelievable.
Getting excited for this game tonight, man.
I mean, we're unbelievable.
It's on and cracking again.
It could not be better. You know, it's...
It's cold.
It's cold. Lasers. It's the best day ever.
And boom goes the dynamite.
I have two questions for you guys. One is that why is a guy who is coming back of a Denver Broncos, Bertrand Nance, why he's cut?
Yeah, what?
Why, who's cut?
Huh?
Paxton Lynch from the Denver Broncos.
Paxton Lynch, yeah. What
why is he cut?
Why is he cut? He was terrible at football.
Yeah, he's...
What's your next question?
The question is the Colorado Rockies who might be going to in the playoffs or the World Series? I hope the Rockies will go to World Series versus the New York Yankees.
I hope so, too. Thank you so much for the call, Mark.
Why are we hoping it's the Yankees and not the Red Sox?
Here's Trevor Story hitting a ball to the moon.
Plus weeks. This ball's hit a long way again. That's number 30. Where will this one land? Come close again. Are you kidding me? Those aren't just home runs. Those are moonshots.
I'm so excited about the Rockies. So excited about baseball, excited about football. Basketball is about to start in another 3 weeks.
Avs rookie practice starts tomorrow. They're heading to Vegas this weekend for a rookie tournament.
There we go.
Are they really?
Yeah.
October's the best month ever, man. October's the best month ever.
That's cool. It's September this month, but, you know, October is pretty cool.
But I'm just saying October is the best month because everybody is in action.
So we're previewing October here on September.
No, I'm just excited. I mean, I mean, the weather changed a little bit. It looked cool last night. Slept with the windows open.
So air conditioning. You're really excited for the next month, which happens in over 3 weeks from now?
No, I'm just saying it's just all building up.
Oh, okay.
It's all building up. I mean, we should be 3-1, you know, by that time as an organization for the Broncos. And looking forward to doing big things, and then going 5-1 and 4-1, and then we see Aqib Talib.
And then what?
Then that's what's going on.
Well, I'm glad you're optimistic for the season. It gets going.
Colorado
tonight.
Buffaloes are going to take on Nebraska, and yes, we have a Heisman Trophy candidate.
Hey, let me do something because I meant to do this anyways, and you're leading me right to it. When we come back, I want to ask you about beating Nebraska and Lincoln. I've had several people ask me for you to talk about it as that rivalry is coming back. So why don't you think about it a little bit?
Don't have to.
Well, we have a commercial break.
Remember it like it was yesterday.
We'll get to it next.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac. It might seem crazy
what I'm about to say. Okay, I think we're all set. Is everybody on their fantasy stuff? Lock and loaded? You made your picks? We got the game right here on the fan. Val's looking at YouTube videos. And are you all set with your picks? You're good?
Oh, I'm good, man. You know why, D-Mac?
Why is that, Netflix?
Because I'm happy. I'm alone if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy.
Home run in Coors Field history. And this ball's high and deep left field. How about number 3?
How about number 3?
Yeah. Give me all you got. So you got the Eagles or the Falcons?
Oh, man, that's easy, man. The big fella.
You got the Birds.
Oh, no doubt about it. Which bird? The Falcon.
Falcons why?
I just think that, you know, they were one play away from going to the Super Bowl last year. And I think that, you know, there's something to this team. It's been on a nice run for a long time. You should start looking at them the same way that you would look at other elite teams that continually get deep into the playoffs, like the Patriots. I mean, they have a young quarterback, a young enough quarterback to get it done for another 7 or 8 more years in his prime, and he's got great weapons around him. Great weapons. And so I think it's going to be one of those games. And You know,
how's Nick Foles going to do?
I think Nick Foles is going to do great. I think they'll score 30. And I think 30.
But they're going to lose?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So is the Eagles' defense terrible?
No, it's just that when you look at these games, man, and you think about everything that goes into winning a Super Bowl, when you think about what goes into winning a Super Bowl and what happens after you win a Super Bowl, repeating is so incredibly tough because people get complacent and they don't understand how short that reign is. You know, I used to have a friend of mine, Neil Smith, say, you know, let's not make our reign be shorter than leprechauns. So, you know, in this business, if you're not always paying attention, and it feels like, you know, the Eagles have been on this, you know, they've been on a run like nobody's else business when it comes to being on shows and doing things and talking about their championship. And
you got to enjoy your run.
Yeah, man. Listen, I think you enjoy it, but like you said, they enjoyed it with Nick Foles. Let's see.
I mean, it's been a great run.
Late charge, I can't lay off the juice.
And here we go. I got something funny for you today. So here's VJ asked about the running backs. Here he is.
We do. We do have
a. The question is, do you have a plan for your running backs?
We do. We do have a plan, but I'm not going to share it. But yes, we have a plan. I've said it for 2 months now. You know, all three guys are going to have a chance to play and to make plays for us. They all three are different, and that's a good thing for us, but they all will play.
All right, so they got a plan. They're not going to share it, Bill Musgrave.
Yeah, I think we should expect to see Devontae on all the downs. Yeah, we'll get him out there and keep our backs fresh and rolling them. We're really looking forward to utilizing all those guys. But Book has great skills, both in the run game and the pass game.
Well, is that the play? Or is this a little okey-doke? Like, we're barely going to use Devontae Booker. Yeah, I think they're just going to go with whoever's working, whoever makes sense for him. I think the whole, like, he's starting and he's not starting. For running back, to me, it feels like, I think it's one of those years where if somebody gets the hot hand early, they'll just keep going to him. And it could be different the next week. I don't really think it's that big of a deal. We'll see.
You asked me earlier about playing at Nebraska and beating Nebraska.
I did. Yes.
Here's the deal. Coming to the University of Colorado from Houston, Texas, I had no idea about the Nebraska rivalry. The first day of team meetings where we were sitting in our chairs, Coach Mack had this score. He had this schedule on the wall, and he had on the schedule one game in red. The only game that was in red on that schedule was Nebraska. And, of course, we were all sitting there as incoming freshmen. And, of course, we're not from the state of Colorado, didn't understand the history there or the history that he was trying to create there. And I saw it, and I didn't understand it. And then we played Nebraska in Boulder my freshman year. And I'll never forget, Neil Smith was on that team. Broderick Thompson was on that team. Broderick Thomas, the Sandman, was on that team. And they got a win against us. But during the game, I mean, they were just so cocky, man. And then I heard Sandman, one of my homeboys, man, one of my good friends, looked over at Coach Mack and told him, "Shut up. Get off the field."
Wow.
I was like, oh
really?
Oh, no doubt.
Wow.
No doubt. And from that moment on, I was like, oh, it's like that. It's like that. Oh, you're talking to coaches, too.
Mm.
Now, it's not, you know, it's bad enough that you beat up on us in 87, you know, and, you know, they had a running back by the name of Keith Endzone Jones, because he was always in the end zone. And that was a great squad. We lost to them 7-0 the next year, and then the next year we beat them in Boulder. And everybody went nuts. And then my senior year, we went to play them in Lincoln.
What was different?
What was different is that we knew that we were a better team. We knew that we had better athletes. And we knew that we were going to smash them. It just so happened that Eric had one of his worst games in college football because he fumbled the ball 4 times
Eric
in the game.
Bieniemy.
Yeah, Eric Bieniemy fumbled 4 times. And D-Mac, I don't mind telling the story now, but I think it's been told on television a few documentaries over the years. You know, me and Eric have never been great friends on the field. Let's just say we were adversaries. You know, like if he was on the offense and I was on defense, I tried to crush him every day. And of course, he tried to juke me and make me look bad and cut me in, you know, one-on-one pass drill. It was just, we were always on opposite sides of the ball.
Pretty bold for a short little fella.
I mean, he was a firecracker, man. But, throughout our NFL careers, we were always cool with each other. But in college, man, we just didn't vibe like that as athletes.
So what happened?
Off the field, we were cool. But on the field, he would say, y'all, defense, get a stop. I'm like, shut up, man. You deal with the offense.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then he fumbled four times on the field. And the only time in my life that I actually went over and talked to Eric and encouraged him was at the Nebraska game.
Mm.
I put my arm around him and I said, don't worry about it. We got time. We're going to smash these dudes. Get yours. We're going to get ours. We're going to get this win.
What was the final score?
I don't know. CU win. Nebraska lose.
Okay. And your message to the CU Buffaloes going to Nebraska, the students that are going to Nebraska?
Play football like you love it. Play it like you love it. You get chances like this so few times in your lifetime as an athlete on a stage like you're playing on. I know you don't understand the pageantry that's involved in this game, but just understand that it's going to be a hostile crowd of nearly 100,000 people. Bring your A game. Get the dub. Let's sing that fight song.
Let's get to NFL football. Let's kick off the season, Alfred, next.
My man, D-Mac.
Yes.
My man behind the glass, Big Sexy, and, of course, Kyle Berry. Hey, it's football season. Let's get it in.